Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. I have an email here, I don't have a name on it. You want to read it?
Sure. Hey guys, in one of your last episodes, you briefly spoke about USC and how if you could squeak in, you are paying full price for a worse product. This conclusion was under the assumption that you're paying full price and competing with stronger applicants. This makes sense. However, can I be so bold as to ask you guys to play the devil's advocate in this scenario? For example, if you go to USC paying sticker price, competing with stronger applicants, there have to be some benefits versus going to a regional school for free. One is you are networking and connecting with stronger applicants who will likely be more successful compared to regional law school applicants. Another is that your starting salary in private will be exponentially higher compared to a regional law school graduate. Essentially, my question is, would you guys choose a top 20 school accompanied by massive debt or a regional school with zero debt? If not one or the other, what else? You know, I don't know who sent this in. This correspondent, though, seems to be making the same assumption that we almost always face, which is like paying sticker price at one school or going to for free at another school that is substantially worse in ranking or standing or whatever in the world. Yeah. And it's not usually that and or situation.
And the false dichotomy between national schools and regional schools, which we have perpetuated. I myself have perpetuated this idea that there are national schools and there are regional schools. And it is true in part, but it's also false in part because where do you draw the line? I'm noticing that this correspondent specifically chose top 20.
Yeah.
Probably because this correspondent wants to talk about USC. Mm-hmm. Which is right around that point, right?
Yeah.
But the truth about USC is that it's the second best law school in a 5-mile radius.
Yep.
Maybe 10 miles. I mean, UCLA is a better school, and it's in the exact same place. So who are you going to impress, really, with USC? Does USC open doors to some big law jobs that another law school in Los Angeles, Loyola or Southwestern, would not open? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are jobs that you can get from USC that you can't get or that would be very hard to get from Loyola and Southwestern. That's not to say that it's impossible at those schools, because I know a valedictorian of Southwestern who made like $220,000 starting salary right out of Southwestern. Mm-hmm. So it is possible, you know, this idea that your starting salary in private will be exponentially higher from USC. No, that's not true. It will be, there are more of those jobs available, but you can get some of the very highest paying starting salaries right out of even those regional schools. You have to kick ass once you're there. It's also no guarantee that you're going to be able to get that big law job coming out of USC.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to be waiting in line behind all the UCLA people, and you're going to be waiting in line behind all those other people at USC whose tuition you paid because they were there on a scholarship and you were paying the outrageous USC tuition.
Yep.
As far as the networking thing, you know, sure. But those aren't the people who are going to hire you for your first job.
Well, I think we can agree that there are benefits to being at a better school. But the question is, what do you want to pay for those benefits? Do you want to pay $300,000? Would you, if someone came to your door and it's like, hey, look, I'm going to let you get to know people who quite aren't successful yet, but will likely be successful in the future.
Yeah.
And you could become really good friends with them. It's going to cost you $300,000, but I mean, geez, you're going
to
be friends
with people.
All you
got to do is pay their tuition to the same school as you and then take exams shoulder to shoulder with them competing for a limited pool of grades, a limited pool of A's, and then you'll be competing for on-campus interviews with those people.
But you're getting to know them.
They're high quality, though. They're real high quality people, and you're going to get to know them. And yeah, you're going to be networked with them.
And by the way, this program is 3 years long. It's kind of you pay us the money, and you don't quite get the benefits maybe right away. I don't know. It just doesn't seem worth it to me.
I have one friend from law school. How many friends do you have from law school?
Probably one. Yeah, maybe two. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple other people, I guess, that I know from law school, but like we're not in touch. There's one.
Yeah.
I have one good close friend. But other than, I mean, and I, you know, I don't practice law, but like half the people who go to law school don't practice law. You have to do, you know, an economist would do like a weighted average of the expected outcomes.
Yep.
You have to think about the probabilities of the various outcomes and the financial gain and the cost. And you have to do some math. But, you know, if you this exact same applicant who can get into USC and pay full price could also go to Loyola for free.
Yep.
Which is another law school within a few miles of USC. They're both downtown. And you are going to have a network of lawyers in Los Angeles. Like, same courts, same judges, same state law, same, you know, everything. Except you're going to be the big fish in the small pond instead of the small fish in the big pond. And you're going to graduate with zero debt instead of graduating with $300,000 of debt.
Yep.
And then you have to do the math on whether you think this, it's just this amorphous, uncertain networking benefit. And you're comparing that to the very certain death and taxes and student loans.
Yep.
of signing your name and borrowing just really outrageous amounts of money. You just can't put a value on it.
I would strongly encourage you to take the money. Well, it's not really even money. It's like a discount, right? Take the discount. So save the money you would have spent and use about $26 of that $150,000, maybe $300,000, depending on how long you have to keep that loan, and buy the book, The Law Career Playbook by Rachel Gezerse.
Nice. Yeah.
I think that $24, $25, $26, depending on how much taxes you have to pay, is going to help you way more than like chatting with Joe or Sarah next to you in class.
How about this? Take your books and go from Loyola to USC and hang out in the USC Law Library instead of hanging out in the Loyola Law Library.
That's a really interesting idea. No one would have any clue that you're not in their school. But you could be friends with people.
At USC, go join. They're going to have all kinds of activities and speakers and symposiums and all kinds of bullshit like that. Go take advantage of all those things. Go walk into the office hours of some professor and talk to that professor. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually a Loyola student, but I just was over here. I was in the neighborhood, so I figured I'd stop by and say hi because I'm really interested in your area of whatever.
Yep. Get out of here.
Yeah, right. What? Security, campus security. Get this Loyola student off of our campus. Yeah, that never happened ever. That's a great idea. That book for $26, you know, can give you some scripts for how to do some networking of your own. I want to go back to the idea that the people that you're going to meet in law school, like your colleagues at USC, those people aren't going to hire you. They might hire you 10 years from now, but they're not going to hire you for your first job out of law school. Like you're going to make buddies with a bunch of 1Ls. 1Ls are useless. 1Ls don't know anything. 1Ls are trying to get your job. Like, what good are those people to you?
Yeah.
Go I mean, take the money. The certainty of not owing. I mean, I don't, it's not a stretch, Ben, to say $300,000 at USC. The tuition is 70 something.
Yeah.
and books, fees, living expenses, easily you're going to be $300,000 in debt. And if you could go to a Loyola for free or maybe on a stipend, also check out Pepperdine, check out Southwestern, check out UC Irvine, lots of different law schools in LA.
Yeah.
And stop with the, I think it's very telling that this person put top 20. Because other people are going to say top 14. I mean, I guarantee that the people at UCLA, you could go to USC, have massive debt, and there are going to be people 5 miles away at UCLA looking down their nose at you saying, oh, yeah, well, I mean, I decided to go to a top 14 school.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to a top 20 because USC is 19 right now.
And there are going to be other people who are turning down UCLA to take that scholarship at USC.
Yeah.
And then there are going to be other people who are turning down Stanford or Berkeley to take the scholarship at UCLA.
Yeah.
And it's not this binary all or nothing national versus regional. It's how much debt are you going to actually incur and what are you going to get for that debt?
Yeah.
And it's always possible to take a step slightly down in the rankings. Oh, there will be slightly more people looking down their nose at you, judging you for going to, you know, I would never go to a school like that.
Yeah. Like,
okay, shut up. Are you paying my tuition?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else for this listener?
No.
That's email it. Daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.